Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Sefer Torah Perek Tet. In the last two prakim, the Rambam discussed details relating to writing the text of a Sefer Torah. But the challenge of composing a Sefer Torah goes beyond the writing of the text. Unlike tefillin and mezuzah, a Sefer Torah consists of text written on many separate sheets of parchment, which then need to be attached to each other in order to form a unified whole. This perek discusses how a Sefer Torah is assembled, beginning with a preference regarding the measurements of a Sefer Torah, which seems extremely difficult to fulfill. Halacha Aleph. Ein osin Sefer Torah, lo orko yater al hekefo, velo hekefo yater al orko. V'kamahu orko, bagvil shisha tvachim, shein arba v'esrim etzba berochav hagudal shel yad, uvaklaf o pachot o yater, v'hu shiyehei orko kehekefo, v'chein imasa bagvil pachot mishisha umi'et et aktav, o yater al shisha v'hirchiv baktav, ad shiyeh orko kehekefo, hareze kamitzva. Before a Sefer Torah is attached to wooden beams, while it is just text written on parchment, it should have the following property. When it is rolled up in the manner that one would roll up a Megillah or a long sheet of paper, the circumference of this rolled up Sefer Torah should equal its height from top to bottom. In other words, if one measured with a string the distance from the top of the parchment to the bottom and cut the string at this exact length, the same string should be able to wrap around the rolled-up Sefer Torah exactly one full time. It doesn't make a difference what exactly this length is, though if the Sefer Torah is written on gvil rather than klaf, as we mentioned in Perek Aleph, this is not the typical practice nowadays, then there is a preference for this length to be 6 tvachim, about 48 centimeters or 19 inches, relatively small by modern standards. We'll come back to this property of the Sefer Torah in Halacha Gimel. Halacha Bet. Shi'ur hagilayon, milamata arba etzbaot, umilamala shalosh etzbaot, uvein daf ledaf shtei etzbaot. Lefichach tzarich shianiach bitchilat kol yiria, uvesofa rochav etzba achat uchidei tfira, shenimtza kishetit por hayiriot, ye bein kol daf vedaf b'chol ha-sefer kulo shtei etzbaot, vianiach min ha'or bitchilat ha-sefer uvesofo, kidei lagol amud, v'chol ha-shiurin ha'elu le-mitzvah, v'im chiser o hotir lo pasal. The margin of a Sefer Torah should be 4 etzbaot, that is, 1 tefach, on the bottom of the page, and 3/4 of this on the top of the page. Between columns, there should be half a tefach of space. Therefore, the last column and first column written on one sheet of parchment should have 1/4 of a tefach of space, that is 1 etzba, between it and the edge of the sheet, plus whatever space is needed to sew these two sheets of parchment together. In this way, when two sheets are sewn together, there will remain 2 etzbaot, that is half a tefach of space, between the column at the end of the first sheet and the column at the start of the next one. There needs to be space left at the beginning of the first sheet of parchment in the Sefer, and at the end of the last sheet, to wrap each one once around a wooden beam. These beams, of course, are used to roll the Sefer from place to place. The Rambam emphasizes that all these measurements are ideal and not critical. That includes the one from the first halacha, about the height being equal to the circumference, and the Sefer Torah is valid even if they are not followed precisely. Going back to Halacha Aleph, this preference of the height of the Sefer Torah matching its circumference, there is an immediate difficulty in making a Sefer Torah which has this property. The height of the Sefer Torah must be decided upon at the outset, as this determines how long every column of text is, minus a small margin left on top and on bottom as we just read in Halacha Bet. But the circumference of the Sefer Torah will only be known after the writing is completed and the Sefer is rolled up. At that point, the circumference cannot be changed, as this would require disposing of much of the written text and writing it again in a different way, to take up more or less space. How, then, can one ensure from the start that these two measurements will be the same? This is what the Rambam goes on to explain in Halachot Gimel through Tet, and we summarize his procedure outside. The sofer begins by cutting many sheets of parchment to the desired height. The Rambam says 6 tefachim, as this is the ideal height for a Sefer Torah made of gvil. But recall that this is not necessary. These sheets are then rolled together, end to end, without attaching them to one another, until the rolled batch of sheets has a circumference equal to its height. In this way, the sofer knows from the outset exactly how much parchment he needs to fill in order for the circumference of the rolled Sefer Torah to equal the height. Now the sofer writes a sample column of text on some other sheet of parchment, not one of the sheets in the batch he will need for the Sefer Torah. After completing this column, he does the following calculation. What fraction of the text in the entire Sefer Torah did he write in the sample column? And how many columns will there be altogether if he writes each one in the same way? Then, taking into account the required space which must be left between columns, and at the beginning and end of the Sefer Torah, how much parchment will he need to write the entire Sefer Torah? Now he compares the result of this calculation to the amount of parchment in the rolled batch of sheets which he cut before, and which he must fill exactly. If the result of his calculation is that he will need more parchment than there is in the batch, then he writes another sample column, narrower, in a smaller handwriting. If he finds the opposite, that he will need less parchment than what he cut and rolled together, then he writes another sample column, which is wider, in a larger handwriting. In this way, by trial and error, he will eventually zero in on the exact column width, which will allow him to write the entire Sefer Torah on exactly the amount of parchment he had cut and rolled together. It may happen that the sofer cannot actually complete the Sefer Torah on the exact set of sheets of parchment that he cut at the outset. This is because, while writing each column exactly at the correct width he arrived at through trial and error, he may find at some point that there isn't enough room on a sheet for one more full column, and he will need to cut off some blank parchment at the end of the sheet and start the next column on a new one. But this doesn't make a difference, the Rambam points out. Even if he uses different sheets of parchment, as long as he consistently writes each column at the correct width and leaves the correct space between columns, his calculation from the beginning guarantees that he will complete the Sefer Torah after using the exact amount of parchment necessary to make the circumference of the completed Sefer equal to its height. In Halachot Yud through Yud Aleph, the Rambam describes how he followed this procedure in the Sefer Torah he wrote. Halacha Yud, Sefer Torah shekatavti ani, rochav kol daf v'daf midapav arba etzbaot, v'shirat hayam v'shirat hazinu, rochav kol daf mishtehen, shesh etzbaot, u'minyan hashitin shebechol daf v'daf, achat v'chamishim, u'minyan hadapin shel kol ha-sefer, matayim shesh v'esrim daf, v'orech kol ha-sefer, elef u'shlosh mot v'shishim v'shesh etzbaot b'keiruv. In the Rambam Sefer Torah, each column was 4 etzbaot wide, except for the two columns of Shirat Hayam and Shirat Hazinu, which were 6 etzbaot wide. Each column consisted of 51 lines, and the number of columns was 226. Incidentally, the number of columns in a typical Sefer Torah today is 245. Let's calculate how long this Sefer was. 226 columns at a width of 4 etzbaot each makes 904 etzbaot. But two of these columns, Shirat Hayam and Shirat Hazinu, were an extra 2 etzbaot in width, 6 rather than 4. So we add 2 times 2, that is 4 more etzbaot, for a total of 908. Between consecutive columns, we leave 2 etzbaot of space. And there are 225 such gaps between 226 columns, for a total of 450 etzbaot of blank space. 908 plus 450 makes 1,358 etzbaot. But the Rambam says here that it came out to 1,366 etzbaot, six of which, he goes on to say in the next halacha, are blank space he left at the start and end to wrap around the wooden poles. This still leaves our calculation 2 etzbaot short of the 1,360 in the Rambam Sefer Torah. The solution to this quandary is provided by the Hagot Maimoniot here. Recall from the last perek that Shirat HaZinu takes 67 lines, and the Rambam wrote that each column of his Sefer was only 51 lines. So Shirat HaZinu must have taken up two columns, not only one. And since each column of Shirat HaZinu was 6 etzbaot wide rather than 4, this adds 2 etzbaot to the number we arrived at earlier. And this brings us to 1,360 etzbaot, as the Rambam says. Halacha Yud Aleph. Elu hashesh etzbaot ha'iterot b'cheshbon la'gilayon shebitchilat ha'sefer v'shebesofo. V'ha'orot shekatavnu behen orot elim. U'vizman shetirtze lichtov al pi amidot ha'elu o karov lehen ma'at, hein chaser daf o shtayim shalosh, o yater daf o shtayim shalosh, lo tiga v'lo tehe tzarich l'cheshbon, ela miyad yavo lecha orko kehekefo. As we mentioned, the Rambam Sefer Torah included three etzba'ot of blank space at each end to wrap around the wooden poles. For the benefit of those who would aim to replicate his procedure, the Rambam says that he used gvil from an ayil, a ram, as the numbers he arrived at in the last halacha depend very much on the thickness of the parchment. The Hagot Maimoniot says that he tried writing a Sefer Torah using the Rambam's numbers, and the circumference ended up being substantially less than the height. He attributes this to the fact that the Rambam used thicker gvil, whereas he used thinner cloth, as we typically use today in writing all forms of stam. The last four halachot of the perek deal with laws pertaining to the yiriot, the sheets of parchment on which text is written and which are sewn together to form the Sefer Torah. Halacha Yud Bet. Ein osin ba'yiria pachot mishlosha dapin, velo yater al shmona dapin. Nizdamna lo yiria bat teisha dapin, cholekota arba lechan v'chamesh lechan. B'me devarim amurim, b'tchilat ha-sefer o be'emtzao. Ava b'sof ha-sefer, afilu pasuk echad b'daf echad, osin oto daf levado, v'tofrin oto im sha'ar ha-yiriot. Each yiria should have between 3 and 8 columns of text, as this is considered most beautiful. If one sheet is large enough for 9 columns, he should split this into 2 sheets, one with 4 columns and one with 5. This is true for the entire Sefer except the very end, where it is understood that beauty may be compromised due to the practical necessity of ending the text and attaching the last sheet to a pole, and so the last yiriyah may contain even just 1 column. Halacha Yud Gimel. Kishetofrin ha-yiriot, ein tofrinotan ela begidin shel bema o chayat tohora, vafilu min nevelot utrefot shelehen, kiderech shetofrin ha-tfilin. Vadavar zeh halachal Moshe Misinai. Lefichach, im tefaran shelo begidin, o begidei tmeya, pasal, ad shiatir viachzor viipor kahalacha. As was the case for the stitching of the boxes of tefillin that we discussed in Perek Gimel, the stitching together of yiriot in a Sefer Torah must be done with gidim, sinews or tendons, from a kosher animal, though it doesn't need to be shechted properly. This requirement is halachal Moshe Misinai, and so if the yiriot were stitched with some other material, or with gidim from a non-kosher animal, the stitches must be removed and replaced with acceptable ones. The Shulchan Aruch adds that the stitches of a Sefer Torah should be visible only from the outside, not from the inside to the person reading from it, as this too is part of the mitzvah, though not an absolute requirement, for the Sefer Torah to be beautiful. Halacha Yudalid. Kishetofrin ha'iriot, eino tofer kol ha'iria kula mitchilata ad sofa, ela maniach ma'at milamala, uma'at milamata belo tfira, kidei shelo tikara ha'iria b'emtza'a kishiyiglol, ve'oselo shnei amudin shel eitz, echad bitchilato ve'echad besofo, ve'tofer ha'or shishier batchila uvasof al hamudim begidim, kidei shihe niglal alehen, ve'archik bein hamud ve'aktav shebadaf. When the yiriot are sewn together, they are not sewn all the way from top to bottom, but rather some part is left unstitched, both on the top and on the bottom. The reason for this is that we are concerned what may happen if the sefer rips when it is pulled too hard from both ends while being lifted or rolled. If the stitches cover the entire length of the sheet, then they are unlikely to come apart even in this scenario, and the sefer may tear instead in the middle of a sheet right through the written text. This may invalidate the entire sheet, as we'll see in the next halacha. But if some unstitched space is left on top and on bottom, it is more likely that a tear would occur there, at the top or bottom where the stitches end. This kind of tear is easily fixed by restitching. Halacha Tetvav. Sefer Torah shenikra abo yiriah, betoch shtei shitot yitpor, betoch shalosh lo yitpor. B'me devarim amurim, biyashan, she'en afatso nikar, aval im nikar hagvil shuafitz, tofer, v'afilu kera haba betoch shalosh, v'chein bein daf ledaf uvein teva leteva, yitpor, v'chol hakraim ein tofrinotan ela begidin shetofrin behen hayriot zo lezo, uv'chol hakraim izaher shelo techesar ot achat o tishtanet tzurata. The Rambam discusses here what to do if a yiriyah itself is torn. Assuming the letters themselves are intact and the tear goes between letters, then in an old Sefer Torah, the tear may be sewn up if it goes no further than 2 lines into the text. However, if the Sefer is not old, then even a larger tear may be sewn up, as the yiriyah is considered sturdy enough for a large restitching to hold. Similarly, if the tear occurs between columns or between words, even in an old Sefer, it may be stitched up even if it extends more than 2 lines into the yiriyah. Stitching up a yiriyah, like stitching the yiriyot together, must be done with the gidim from a kosher animal. Care must be taken when stitching a tear like this to ensure that it doesn't ruin any written letter, as this would invalidate the Sefer Torah. It should be noted that many poskim believe that if there is a tear in the text of the Sefer, even though the letters themselves are intact, the Sefer may not be used until it is sewn up. A tear between columns does not disqualify the Sefer, but should nonetheless be fixed quickly, both to restore the beauty of the Sefer and to prevent the tear from extending deeper into the Yiriyah.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.